The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. So glad you could tune in. It is Monday, the day before the elections. That's right. And if you're waiting until tomorrow to go vote, please make sure you do and take several other people with you if you can. If you know that there are people out there that are registered to vote, or you got friends and relatives in the area that you want to just carpool it to the polls, do that too. I know some of you, like my wife and others who have voted already, she got right in and out. So it should not be a major ordeal, even with the onslaught of the anticipated red wave. We're going to be talking to Dick Morris later in the show. He is, of course, the kind of guy that has this book out, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. Now, we'll be talking to him about that and speculation, because we all wonder why President Trump hasn't announced already. A lot of it has to do with the Federal Election Commission and what their intentions might be, given the fact that January 6th committee is just raring to go and beat him up, which if he stalls them until after the 20th of January, I have a feeling that that little appearance before the January 6th henchman is not going to happen, because that committee will be disbanded, because these people will no longer be serving in office. So his mission, I think, and we'll even ask Dick Morris about it. We'll ask whether or not, you know, he's going to stall this thing until January, after January 20th, until the new legislators are installed. In the meantime, because of the fact this week is Veterans Day week, we have the Veterans Day special 10% off site-wide, which excludes drop ship products. But it does include the Winter Wellness Bundle offer, which is the OptiVita Silver Lozenges times 2, the vitamin C and vitamin D bottles. The bundle retail is $70.90. The sale price is $53. And don't forget to add your silver gel, 24 part per million, or OptiVita silver liquid, 10 part per billion. Million? I wish it was per billion. Actually, it would be less if it was per billion. So it's a good thing it's per million, the Winter Wellness Bundle, right? And, of course, we're proud to partner with the Genesis Gold Group, which empowers faith-driven stewardship. And I have been reading the press copy for one of our guests that's going to be on later in the week, Alan Clark, who basically served during Nam and got both his legs blown off. Yeah, and he wrote this book. It's like almost 500 pages, and I'm deep into it. And I'll tell you, he talks all about the banksters, how they got started, how they played both sides of the war, how they've supplied funds to the other side and weapons to the other side so that they could shoot American citizens. Isn't that wonderful? The banks made money off the war, both sides of it. They financed both sides in a majority of the instances that I've read so far. It's a very enlightening book. But you see, that's one of the hinge pins of the Genesis Gold Group, because the battle is between hard currency and man-made paper, which is nothing but fiat money. Anything that says legal tender for all debts, both public and private, I don't care what dollar bill you're looking at, what denomination, doesn't matter, it's all monopoly money to me. I sometimes like to tease the grocery clerks and tell them I can't buy Park Place and Boardwalk with it, or the guy at the McDonald's drive-up and ask them whether or not they accept Federal Reserve notes, and watch the look on his face. These people are clueless. This is one of the reasons why I don't understand all these people burning down buildings and they call it a peaceful protest. Most of these people are just ignorant of what's really going on here. And see, part of the problem is all about the almighty dollar, how it's made, how it's spent. I mean, Harold Rosenthal, you remember him, don't you? He's the former administrative assistant to Jacob Javits that opened his mouth and said something he shouldn't have, and he was the only one that was shot to death on an Il-Al flight and his body dumped on the tarmac because he said, we've got you people out there so conditioned, you're so worried about your toil and your next meal. You see, it's all about the money, isn't it? Show me the money. Show me the money. Yeah, it's all about that. See, that's why Genesis Gold Group is here, because they carry the gold and silver. Because man-made currency always leads nations down the path to increase war, greed, and ultimate collapse. Goes without saying. Just read your history books. Genesis Gold Group believes in empowering faith-driven stewardship with gold and silver, which are an integral part of a balanced portfolio, and protecting your finances with precious metals has never been more crucial during these dark and trying times. And they've got over 50 years of combined experience in the precious metals industry. So what you need to do is look them up online, genesisgoldgroup.com, email them at info@genesisgoldgroup.com, send them your contact info, they'll call you, and you can have a decent, legitimate discussion about simplicity of asset protection and growth with a Genesis Gold IRA. The gold experts number, 1-800-200-GOLD, 1-800-200-GOLD. That's easy to remember. 4653 are the last digits if you look at gold and look at your phone keypad. Yeah, 4653, 1-800-200-GOLD. And of course, we're also happy now to be offering a storable food option with Heaven's Harvest. And why does Heaven's Harvest stand out from other survival food companies? One, because we've had Clayton Llewellyn on the show before, and he dropped some serious truth bombs. The transparency has everything to do with it, because any other product out there, they label it or mislabel it or whatever the case may be. They provide fillers and stuff that's irrelevant and charge you for it. Fillers like juice and drink mixes and rice and beans and all this other junk that weighs it down, because this is heavy stuff you can go to Walmart and buy. I mean, he's already told you this. Clayton told you. He didn't want to sell you this stuff. You know, half the stuff doesn't provide you with enough serving sizes and calories to fill you up for the long haul, which Heaven's Harvest products do. He's not going to mince words here, folks. He was on the show dropping truth bombs. And the big truth bomb is you buy it, you store it, and hope you never have to use it. And, I mean, don't take our word for it. Make the comparison. Take a look at the contents of the kits on the website, heavensharvest.com, and you'll be pleasantly surprised by the food variety and serving sizes. They're dedicated to supplying Americans with the highest quality products to ensure survival in a crisis. Yes. Some of these products have a lot of carbs per serving. Here's another truth bomb. If you are under stress because something is going down, like an EMP attack hit, or the electricity is out, and you got to cook on a gas grill or over an open flame, all you got to do is boil the water, put the product in, take it off the heat, cover it. Sometimes if it's a soup, you simmer it. It's so easy. Heaven's Harvest, like I said, dedicated to supplying Americans with the highest quality products, 25-year shelf life on most of them, to ensure survival in a crisis, hoping you don't have to use them. And if when you call them, hey, 1-800-516-4773, or visit heavensharvest.com, use the code POWERHOUR and get 5% off your purchase. You can get 10% off for those of you who want to attend this weekend to the Red Pill Fall Expo at the Salt Palace Convention Center. You still can buy tickets. Registering for the event with the link we're going to send you in the email blast, use the coupon code POWERHOUR and get 10% off your ticket price. This is being held at the Salt Lake Marriott downtown at City Creek. And this week, by the way, we're going to have a couple of Red Pill speakers talking on our show. You know, any time that we can make this happen, right? We do it. You can see the full list of all of our partners by visiting thepowerhour.com and click on the partners tab and see you keep us on the air when you support. Hugh Smith, by the way, just gave us a $50 donation. Just got word from that. Called Power Hour J. We appreciate that. Hugh, thank you so much for that. We want you to sign up for the newsletter. All right. That's the most important thing. When you sign up for the newsletter, guess what happens? We send it to you. Seriously, we send it to you. And it makes things work in your neck of the world because you get to be informed and stay informed. Because we don't want you to be ignorant of the garbage that's going on right now in the United States of America, especially in light of Election Day and what is going on. They're even bringing out all the cyber warfare people. Carrie Lake's office in Arizona just got a little suspicious envelope with white powder in it over the weekend. Yeah, you see, this is the kind of BS you got to watch out for. Eyes and ears open, folks. Be vigilant. Rick Grayson is on the phone with us, and I'll tell you what, I asked him to call in this morning because he has a very worthwhile project for you hunters out there. Rick, welcome to the Power Hour, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having us on.
Well, here again. Now, you are with a store, a gun supplier. You also do archery supplies. I've been in the store. It's wonderful. It's called Buck and Does. Yeah, like after the deer, right? And doe a deer, female deer, and you can go to Buck and Does to get all the supplies when you're in San Antonio. But, you see, here's the reason I had him on. It's not to make, I mean, you can go visit the store. It's absolutely wonderful. They even have all sorts of, you know, wardrobe items as well. And supplies, hunting supplies, various other little things. But the most important thing I wanted to have Rick on today is we're feeding the hungry. And it's an appeal to the hunters out there. And each state has its own regulations as far as what you can do if you're out hunting. But Rick, I'm going to let you explain how you came up with this concept and what it's all about. Go for it.
Well, thank you very much. What a worthwhile cause. We can't be happier to help and be part of the community. So we were approached by our agent from Fox 29 and News 4. Sorry, I don't mean to plug, but they got us involved with the San Antonio Food Bank. And the food bank has had this program for a while, but me and a lot of my hunter buddies have never heard. We're like, okay, yeah, we got to sponsor this and get the word out. So you bring a field-dressed deer into their facility, and they will process it and give it to those in need. I mean, it's just so great of a program. And I look today, actually, if you go to safoodbank.org, O-R-G, you can find the that's under programs. It's about three down, and it'll tell you how to do it, what they're accepting, what animals, and what distribution centers they have. They have over 20 distribution centers, so you can take it all over the state from Texarkana to Sonora.
Wow, this is Texas-wide. I love it. And so anybody out there hunting in the state of Texas, now, if you're out of state, you know, I don't know what the regulations are for sending live, you know, well, it's actually field-dressed deer or whatever is allowed to the SA Food Bank. But the thing is that, you know, if you check with the regulations and they allow you to use one of your tags to send it to a donation item like this, there are people out there that are starving that need the food. And so, guys, I think this is a great thing that you are doing. And 20 locations throughout the state, that's phenomenal. So how's the response been so far?
Oh, it's been great. People are just going, wow, this is a great program. I need to get, you know, behind this. How many hunters do we know out there that, you know, the season's, you know, coming around and their freezer's already full, but they're like, I still want to go hunting. So here's a way to use that tag you still have, you know, get that field-dressed deer to the food bank. And, you know, those people that aren't around Texas or can't do that, maybe check with your local food bank. Who knows? I hope there's more programs like this going on. If not, tell them about it, and maybe they can get in touch with the San Antonio Food Bank and find out how they did it and what's the best way to go about it.
You know, Rick, that's a great idea. That is a great idea because there are people out there that don't mind eating gamey-tasting venison. I've had deer steak before. I personally like to marinate it and cook it over an open fire. Man, is that ever good.
I like mine mixed with pork and in the sausage. So,
oh, there you go. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that either. That tastes really good. I know my 10-year-old grandson just bagged and field-dressed a deer up in Arkansas, so he was so proud of his acquisition. So, my son sent me a picture of it, man. You got to love it. You know, you learn the survival skills out there, folks, because in this day and age when we're looking at a food shortage, here is a worthwhile project, and it's safoodbank.org. And if you're out of state and you know that, you know, you like to go hunting and you want to contribute And you can do that with your local food bank if they will accept it and they have freezer storage. You know, some of these places, if you have a field-dressed deer, there are certain processing plants. Now, you have one, right, that you take it to? How does that work?
Yes, yeah. The San Antonio Food Bank has the processing plant, and it does the work for you. So, yeah, it's great. That way, you know, it takes a little bit off the hunter. Just a field-dressed deer, you know, it's kind of easy for them to get that. Let me do another little information. A lot of this is volunteer work, y'all. If you know how to process a deer or anything like that, also get a hold of the food bank and, you know, put in some time, put in a little help. That'd be much appreciated.
Well, we appreciate you, Rick Grayson, with Buck and Does, and we thank you so much to you and your staff and everybody that's out there been pushing this, because the homeless certainly need it. And we appreciate you calling in and letting us know about this program. SAfoodbank.org is that's the website to go look up. That will at least get you started. And if in your own state you have food banks that will accept, Rick, that's a great idea. I don't know why I didn't think of that. Yeah. You did. See, you're one of those forward thinkers, and I like people like that. So thank you so much. And, you know, hopefully we'll have you on the show again. You can tell us how things worked out at the end of deer season. And in the meantime, go vote and stay safe. Keep your powder dry.
Great. And come by the store and learn more, too. And Christmas is around the corner. We've got plenty of gifts. So we'd love to see you at the store as well. Buckdoze.com.
For sure. Buckdoze.com. There you go. Thank you, Rick Grayson. Appreciate that. Thank you, sir. All right. Now we move into the news segment here. Amidst the energy crisis, Austria is seeking to ban oil and coal heaters in 2023. Now, what do you think? Oh, my goodness. How do you think people are going to survive without them, huh? Got to wonder about that. A company in Finland seeks to regulate U.S. companies for SDG compliance. Unbelievable. Yeah, it is. Wild West out there. You got American companies need to be forcibly whipped into shape over the UN Sustainable Development Goals. See, that's sustainable development. That's technocracy, any way you slice it. SDG Monitor is a Finland company that claims authority because they are citizens of the world. Screw those people. I don't know what to say. Dana, New Jersey, been holding. What's going on?
Well, I'd like to say that when the new Congress takes over in January, they should not abolish the January 6th committee. Instead, they should restaff it with righteous men and women of God and charge them to first investigate all the alleged reports of agent provocateurs carrying out a pre-planned situation to embarrass Trump and the Republicans.
Dan, I gotta stop you. Yeah, go ahead. I'll let you finish.
Okay, the second charge should be investigate the alleged civil rights violations of all the people that have been imprisoned in the Washington, D.C. gulags.
Okay, now, yeah, that I can live with. The committee, now I understand what you're saying. They could revamp the committee because they'll have a new speaker in the House. But I think before the January 6th committee starts investigating all that, because of the fact, even if they investigate it, we have a DOJ that is run by the Biden administration that's got to go away. They got to get rid of the hierarchy there because it's all selective prosecution. This is what they do. So because we have this double standard, they need to impeach Biden and Harris and clean house, put McCarthy in, clean house, get rid of the entire cabinet, replace them, and then continue the January 6th and get to the bottom of this thing and start hauling people in. And getting them the same kind of treatment that Steve Bannon is getting right now. So
Does the new Speaker of the House have to be a congressman, or can they nominate and elect any citizen?
No, I believe that it has to be a member that's been elected to office.
Okay, then they can't nominate Donald Trump. So I would prefer they bring in Rand Paul as Speaker of the House, but I know it won't happen.
Yeah, but he's a senator. That's not going to happen. So anyway, appreciate you chiming in there. Thank you, Dan. Thank you. Appreciate that. Serena in Texas, how are you?
Good day. How are you?
Oh, moving right along. Everybody's getting ready to go vote down here.
Well, let me tell you, there's a really special, interesting situation in Dallas. It's a complete write-in campaign. It's the 301st Dallas County District Court, which is a family court. That court right now is presided over by a Judge Mary Brown. She was the and still is the judge in the Jeff Younger boy twin cases. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's the mother that, since the children were toddlers, has wanted to transition one of the boys. And judge has, she's recently ruled that she can relocate the boys to California so she can pursue her goal of having a boy and a girl. So anyway, but Judge Brown did not correct, you know, she sent in false filings for the candidacy, and they were thrown out, and it's thrown the whole judgeship into a write-in campaign, and people are just not aware of it, that it's a total blank slate there for that position, and there is a wonderful, very qualified family attorney, Earl Jackson, that's running, and you can look on writeinearl.com for instructions on how to do a write-in. And it's just so easy for voters to miss. It's just a blank with a little tiny right that says write-in, but anyone at the election polls can help you with the write-in. You need to type in the name Earl Jackson, and we just need to stop these judges that, you know, do these political agendas from the bench. It's just, it's truly a heartbreaking story, and we need a judge that will follow the law. So,
yep, anyway, right about that.
There you go.
Appreciate the tip. Write in Earl. That's it. .com.
Yeah, Earl. It's writeinjackson.com.
Oh, writeinjackson.com. Earl Jackson. Okay,
yeah.
Sounds good.
Earl Jackson, and it's countywide Dallas, and it's just a really important family court that we really need a good judge there. Okay, thanks so much.
We do. Thanks, Serena. Appreciate your call and the heads up on that write-in campaign. Back to our news. By the way, TSA has extended the COVID-19 vaccine proof requirement for non-U.S., non-immigrant citizens flying in to enter the U.S. Thought you ought to know that. Had the story on our email blast. We also have a graphic video of a dad who was celebrating a son's birth. He was fatally shot with an arrow in the liver. The mistake was somebody pulled it out and the guy bled to death. His attacker has been charged with aggravated murder. God, you gotta love that. All for making a bunch of noise, and now a guy's dead and another guy's in jail. What have they done to this world, folks? We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after this break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. If you currently have an IRA or 401k, find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. As top economists continually warn us to brace ourselves, find out how to protect your portfolio today with our free definitive gold guide and create your own financial bunker safeguarding your IRA funds. Call right now at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Act now and learn how to protect your IRA and 401k today. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. That number again is 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-4653.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. And we continue with the news. I'm going to cover the rest of the, there's two more stories under World News you need to be paying attention to, because this is kind of unique and unusual. There's a migrant taxi ship which was rebuffed when it attempted to land in the Italian ports. Yep, the Italian government said, nope, you're not landing here. So the SOS Mediterranee, the French non-governmental organization that operates the vessel, have called for help from France, Spain, and Greece to allow the Ocean Viking to dock at a port in one of the three countries and drop off 234 migrants currently on board. Italy just said, nope, you're not doing that here. You see how easy that was? You just had to have somebody that didn't have an agenda to flood their country with all sorts of immigrants and change the demographic profile of the country. In the meantime, dozens of ships carrying $2 billion in natural gas are slowly sailing around Northwest Europe and the Iberian Peninsula. Yeah, lingering around the coast. Interesting. You could read about that story as part of it. Oh, yeah, by the way, I meant to, I got something in the mail I wanted to show you. And I put it on the screen for those of you who want to go to Rumble and Brighteon.com and look. I'm holding in my hot little hand right here. This is an EMP shield, and this is what hooks to your car. It also hooks to your battery for your Generac generator or any other kind of generator that you have, and it protects the battery to your generator. You see how small this is? It's even got a peel and stick backing here that you peel the red tag off, and it actually sticks to the inside of your car wall, and then you can take and hook this up. There's three wires, and the loops are already on it, as you can see. I'll hold it up to the camera here so you can see them. And I know if you're not looking at us, this is for later, for future reference. There is a positive, a neutral, and a ground, and you hook it up positive, neutral, ground, or positive, ground, and negative in that order. Positive side of the battery with the red wire, ground with the green wire, and the black side goes to the negative on the battery, and this little puppy right here will light up, and you know it's working. What this is going to do is, in the event of an EMP, solar flare, coronal mass ejection, this thing is going to prevent your car from shutting down on the highway. All right? And not only that, but to make it easy, they even send you the instruction guide, which I'm holding up right here, on how to install it in your car. I've got it in both my vehicles, and I put it in myself, and it's working. Plus, I also got another one. This one's got four blank wires on it because you need to have a licensed electrician hook this up. This is a generator installation. This is hooking up to my new Generac right here. I'm showing you the EMP shield generator install to show you exactly how it's connected. You want to have a licensed electrician do that. But, you know, food for thought. I'm just sharing this information because this is what we're having done as part of our preparation skills. So the battery one for the vehicle is actually going on the battery to the generator because that's what works for 12-volt batteries, all right? Just so you know. A little food for thought. All about solutions here, right? National Guard cybersecurity units have been activated in 14 states. Battleground states, as a matter of fact, Arizona, Iowa, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Louisiana, North Carolina, New Mexico, New York, Washington, and West Virginia, according to Politico. And that's to help counter any threats to election officials' networks ahead of, during, and following the November 8th elections, according to reports. This is cybersecurity units from the National Guard. Now, are they woke or are they awake? Because if they're woke, because you know what our military's been doing? All those people in D.C. have been trying to kick people out that don't want to take the jab. And if any part of them were National Guardsmen, well, you know, they're replacing them all with woke. Maybe they're going to ignore somebody hooking up software to the internet so that China and Germany and Russia and everybody else can manipulate our election totals. We don't know. Again, I got to make the pitch here. You got to go vote, right? If you haven't done it already, tomorrow is the big day. It's your opportunity to change things. Don't think your vote doesn't count. I don't want to hear that noise. And you want to hear something really bizarre? Arizona elections chief Katie Hobbs, she's the Secretary of State and the Democratic nominee for governor, and she's not going to recuse herself from election duties for the 2022 midterms. I mean, her opponent, Carrie Lake, who got that little suspicious white powder envelope, prompting police response. I mean, the FBI, everybody's in on this. They're all investigating it. Somebody's going to get popped for this little prank. That's terrorist. Sorry. You will go to prison for this. And if they don't prosecute the person that sent it to her campaign, we know that we've got to replace the DOJ and all of their hierarchy, including Garland. He needs to go. We need to clean a house on the whole cabinet, including the president and the vice president. They need to be impeached, and the whole cabinet needs to be replaced with people that are actually responsible, that are going to do the right thing and prosecute accordingly, not selectively. But Hobbs, wanting to maintain her Secretary of State position, some former secretaries of state have called on her not to oversee the election, creating the appearance of a conflict of interest. I mean, here you have a state where there have been claims of voter fraud during the 2020 election already in play, and now she wants to oversee it. How do you know she's not going to taint it? How do you know she's not going to mess with the votes? You don't. I mean, if there is a rat, given everything that's come out of her mouth, which is like just as bad as Fetter Slut. I mean, whatever you want to call the guy. Fetter Knob, Fetter Stein, Fetter Frankenstein, whatever. Whatever you want to call him. I mean, I can't believe. Did you see what happened over the weekend? You had Biden and Obama, Shamalama, Ding Dong. You had all these people campaigning for him, and he shows up in his freaking hoodie while they're all in suits and ties. That right there. Remember what I said about, you know, first impressions or lasting ones? What's your impression? I'm sure you're all laughing like me right now. And then all the flags blew down as he was talking. Whoa, if that's not a sign. Imagine if you will. Yeah, we know more than 34 million people have already voted. The researchers have come out with the states with the most pre-election ballots. 4 million early ballots have been cast in Texas, California, and Florida so far, with Georgia not far behind. Yep, and a lot of people in Georgia want Kemp to stay right where he is. They don't want Stacey Abrams in there. And the reason I brought up the thing about the EMP, there's a story, a commentary on our email blast, a surprising threat to the U.S. power grid could plunge the country into darkness. All the major power grids in the world, the U.S. is one of the more vulnerable to attack. State-sponsored hackers from the likes of Iran, Russia, and unsurprisingly China, according to this commentary, pose a real threat to the U.S. electrical transmission lines. You need to understand what E1, E2, and E3 are, right? And by the way, if you go to EMPShield.com, use the code TPH to get a 15% off. Well, it's a $50 discount, actually, off the purchase price of the $389 EMP Shield. You get 15% off, right? The Biden administration is desperate to consign the internal combustion engine to the dustbin of history. These people are whacked out. See, the solar panels themselves may not be affected by EMP, but I guarantee you all the wind generators. And see, Biden's out there promoting the fact that we can be powered by wind. The only wind that I've seen is coming out of Biden's mouth, and maybe when he soils his Depends. Crazy as it may seem. But that's one of the reasons I brought it up. And the Oath Keeper, by the way, the Oath Keeper, Stuart Rhodes, whose trial is going on right now. Yeah, you got it. He's calling the 2020 election unconstitutional. And of course, the watchdog group right now, Protect the Public's Trust, is seeking to expose the self-dealing and conflicts of interest and the improper and illegal behavior of senior officials in a White House move to illegally delete a tweet on Social Security. Huh. Yeah, this was the claim, the number one November 1st tweet, making a context-lacking claim about Social Security cost of living adjustment. Yeah, you got that right, and then it was deleted. Oops. Well, that's not a good thing, is it? What can I say? Esther in Washington State, what's going on?
Hello, David. How are you? Haven't talked to you for quite a while.
Nope, you haven't. What's going on?
Good, good. How are you doing?
Moving along.
Good, good. Wonderful. Well, over this last segment of time, we started doing a ballot box watching, and we realized that many towns do not have surveillance cameras on their ballot drop boxes. And so we started calling a few towns and asking them what the reason was, et cetera, et cetera. And the consensus is because there's no law, then they don't have to do it. And I'm sure this is across the board in all of the United States. So what can we as citizens of this wonderful country do to ensure accurate elections? So right now in our legislature, it's coming up for the end of the year, and I'm sure it is of all of the states, I went and called and I had the, well, there's an Olympia. You can call them and you can give them any information you want, and they will email that information to your district representative. But so what I did today is I asked if they could send this email to our representative, and the subject would be ballot drop boxes and the reason to further ensure accurate election accounting, why to lessen illegal ballot stuffing. And the current status right now is there's no law specifying the surveillance security of all ballot drop boxes. So the proposal is that every ballot drop box must be accompanied by camera surveillance, and then encompassing 360-degree radius of the ballot drop box, and a continuous 24-hour recording so that they can be audited if need be. And the reason for all of this is definitely just to ensure accurate election accounting. And that's one little thing that all of us who, you know, really feel useless because we can't do anything. And so this, you know, and if we all did this, called our town, or, you know, if we decided to make a project of it and go to our representative, our district representatives, our county or federal and state elected officials, ask them about that. If there is no law, ask them to put in a law and start making it happen, so at least we can take some responsibility. And with that positive energy, because everyone's sick and tired of the lies and the stealing and the stuffing. Everyone is sick of it. But there's no way right now to ensure that they won't do that. So we
I got an idea that just came into my head, Esther, and that idea is, here you go. You go to your local Republican precinct committee chairman, or you go to the state Republican committee chairman, and you ask them what their intention is about monitoring the ballot boxes, especially tomorrow on Election Day, because the propensity to come in and stuff ballot boxes would probably occur either tonight or all day tomorrow up until the time the ballots are collected. And I seriously would put together volunteers to sit in their cars 200 feet away from the ballot box, because there are some states that have a 200-foot restriction from the ballot box, and watch to make sure with their cameras and their cell phones to take picture of anybody that doesn't drop a single ballot into that box. If they show up and they've got a giant case in their hands and they're shoving all these ballots in there, get out of your car, walk up, take a picture of their license plate, take a picture of them with the stuffed ballots, and call 911 immediately. That is what I would do, and I would call your Republican precinct committee chairman, if you know that's going on, and get volunteers out there to sit on those damn things round the clock so we can ensure that this kind of crap doesn't happen again. That's my thought process.
And that's very good. But you know how people are after this election. We're all going to get lazy again. We're all going to forget. And so if we were to actually get each legislature in each state to have a law that would ensure that there would be surveillance, camera surveillance of each and every ballot drop box for the next election that's really going to count, we would be further along. And, of course, other things, if anybody comes up with other ideas, please share them. But I think that this is a good start, because our Republican representatives, they're overlooking busted with everything that they need to do. And they need people to have a clear idea, present it to them, but do it so that they can present it to their legislature before they go into session, which is coming up, and then they drop off of the sessions after January. But they're going into session now, so now is the time to ensure this for the real, the real serious election that's coming.
Yep, I agree. And if they're going to make laws, if they catch somebody stuffing the ballot box, that should be a felony punishable by 10 years in prison and a $500,000 fine. And that should stop it, especially if there's camera monitoring. Esther, we appreciate your call. And in addition to that, there is an infographic that we are going to include on your email blast of the states that have changed mail-in voting rules for 2022. Now, that's going to be in your inbox by tomorrow. So you'll be able to look at that, and you'll be able to see the blue states tend to focus on cementing the mail-in voting expansion executed during the COVID-19 pandemic. The red states are leaning toward restrictions addressing those 2020 election controversies. I don't really believe a word out of the Biden administration about this. And every time they open their mouth and say that word democracy, they make liars out of themselves, because we don't have a democracy. Last time I checked, and that goes for all the mainstream media, Fox included, every other word, democracy, 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 and sound like Nancy Pelosi. You know, those Chatty Cathy dolls that you pull the string and you, and it's Pelosi saying democracy 50 times over till you want to just shove a fist in her mouth, right? That kind of Chatty Cathy thing, right? Now, that's what I'm talking about. So the infographic's going to be really important if you want to understand exactly how your state is leaning. A jury, by the way, has found former President Trump's former fundraiser, Tom Barrack, not guilty last Friday after facing charges he acted as an unregistered foreign agent during the Trump administration, then lied to the FBI about it. Nope. Jury found him not guilty, and his sidekick, too. Got to love that. The San Francisco DA, meanwhile, is vowing to limit access to the Paul Pelosi attack evidence as much as possible. Oh, do I see a whole slew of FOIA requests and Open Records Act requests coming at him? I sure do. The media narrative on the Pelosi attack is morally outrageous, according to experts. And they're backpedaling. Remember the NBC reporter whose report just all of a sudden just got deleted out of nowhere? Yeah, and everybody's walking it back, right? And, of course, they blame Trump. You know, they're blaming everybody. You know, see, they don't want to point. These people are out of touch. The message from the media is clear. If you're against the Democrats, you're an extremist. Oh, my. Yeah. These people are out of touch. They're whacked out. They've drunk the Kool-Aid, folks. You know that, right? Under economy and business, Twitter, boy, they're making headlines like nobody's business. Elon Musk has confirmed claims that Twitter employees were selling verification badges for certain users for upwards of $15,000. Yeah. You got to wonder about this. Elon Musk also says Twitter is suffering a massive drop in revenue after activist group pressure on all of these woke advertisers. What do you expect, Elon? You should have known, man, the fleas come with the dog. Former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey said he owns responsibility for the company's mass layoff. Well, maybe, Jack, they should come and find you and give you a piece of your comeuppance, right? Jack, why don't you hire them? Huh? Why don't you hire them all? Figure out, Jack, you got all these millions of dollars. Why don't you subsidize them and pay them reparations? Wait a minute. They're all getting some sort of reparations. Twitter launches a paid subscription service in the meanwhile, and certain users, it's called Twitter Blue, certain users are going to get a discount. Twitter Blue is being offered to certain users for $4.99 a month and to others for $7.99 a month. Yeah, why does 99 sound good always? Well, that's the old JCPenney thing. Instead of saying $5 or $8, you say $4.99 or $7.99 because it sounds better. And Twitter, by the way, fact check Biden's low price gas claim. Yeah, low gas price. Yeah. Right now, the most common price at gas stations across the country is $3.19 a gallon, Biden said in a post. That's progress. Yeah, users, however, found the most common price is way as far from that, which the president failed to distinguish. AAA suggested $3.80 as of November 6th, more than 60 cents higher than that cited by Biden. Only two states, Georgia and Texas, had an average price of regular gasoline under $3.19 on Sunday. I paid $2.99 for my fill up last time I was there. I don't like paying $30 to fill up my car. No, no. These people are liars, and Twitter just fact-checked them and called them out on it. Bob in Missouri, you're on. What's going on?
I just paid $2.93.
Oh, well, good for you. In Missouri?
Hello?
Yeah, show me state. That's, yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, it's kind of breaking up there. Can you hear me, LJ?
I can.
I'll call you back. I can't hear you.
Oh, my. All right. Sounds good. Scientific technology category. Will you survive the triple-demic? Yeah, there's an article on there. Respiratory infections look like they're on the upswing. COVID, seasonal influenza, and RSV. Sherry in Kansas, how are you? Ah, there goes the phone. What can I say? We have more news on surveillance state. How the government makes your bank spy on you. Can they do it? Yes. When you open your bank account, you surrender all your rights to privacy and your personal data. That, according to the Bank Secrecy Act of 1970. That's right. All those little reports that they file, those SARs. Yeah. You do anything shady, guess what? The government's going to know about it. And if you report more than $600 in income on your PayPal and all these other little Venmo sites, they're going to tag you too. God, you got to love it. Makes you just want to shut down every freaking bank account you own, right? Actually, you don't own it. Your bank does. We'll be back at the top of the hour after the break with Dick Morris. Stay with us here in the Power
Everything
Hour.
Begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Hart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. If you currently have an IRA or 401k, find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. As top economists continually warn us to brace ourselves, find out how to protect your portfolio today with our free definitive gold guide and create your own financial bunker safeguarding your IRA funds. Call right now at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Act now and learn how to protect your IRA and 401k today. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. That number again is 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-4653.